This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 31 August 2005. Incursions, arrests, and attacks continued against civilians in occupied Palestine. A number of Palestinian civilians were wounded by Israeli occupation forces and settlers this week. Israeli occupation forces conducted 35 incursions into Palestinian communities of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Homes were raided and 30 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces, and 4 homes in the Gaza Strip were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military bases. Israeli occupation forces razed and leveled areas of land along the eastern border of the Gaza Strip to create a buffer zone between the Gaza Strip and what is referred to as Israel. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege on Palestinian communities located near evacuated Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip and the northern West Bank. They've arrested 6 Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints in the West Bank and have continued to cause and use damage by using a special checking machine at the Rafah International Crossing Point. They've continued to prevent Palestinians aged 16 to 35 from traveling abroad. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation wall, or what is referred to as the apartheid wall on the West Bank, and they've completed the construction of the wall near Qalandia Airport, south of Ramallah. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Here is some more detail. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 30 military incursions into Palestine, especially in the areas of the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 29 Palestinian civilians. They also imposed curfews on a number of communities. Israeli occupation forces used a child as a human shield to search his family home. During 5 of these incursions into the Gaza Strip, they raided homes and arrested a Palestinian civilian. They also seized 4 homes and transformed them into military sites. Restrictions on movement. Since Israeli occupation forces started to implement the so-called disengagement plan in the Gaza Strip, they've imposed severe restrictions on Palestinian civilians, especially in communities located near Israeli settlements. They've continued to close Beit Hanun checkpoint at Erez and to impose severe restrictions at all other border crossings of the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close the Abu Hola checkpoint in Salah Adin Street, which is the main road between north and south in the Gaza Strip. In addition, Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current intifada. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to close the Zatar checkpoint south of Nablus and the Anab Gate east of Tul Karm for the 5th consecutive week. Since the declaration of the northern West Bank is a closed military zone on Monday evening, 15 August 2005, Israeli occupation forces have imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. They've erected a number of iron gates at the main roads. They've also erected a number of checkpoints and arrested at least 6 Palestinian civilians. In the West Bank, PCHR field workers have documented 5 cases of inhumane treatment by Israeli occupation forces at these checkpoints. Annexation or apartheid wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank, especially to the northwest of Jerusalem, around the Ariel settlements to the southwest of Nablus, to which settlers of the evacuated Netzarim settlement in the Gaza Strip are expected to be evacuated. Israeli sources declared that Israeli occupation forces would soon start construction of the section of the wall between East Jerusalem and Male Adumim settlement to the east. Israeli occupation forces would also build at least 3,500 housing units between Jerusalem and Male Adumim settlement, which have been unilaterally and illegally annexed to what is referred to as Israel. Last week, Israeli occupation forces issued a number of military orders confiscating 1,585 dunams of Palestinian land in the Al-Tur neighborhood and the villages of Al-Sawahra and Al-Shakriya, Abu Dis and Al-Ezariya to complete the construction of the wall around occupied East Jerusalem. In addition, Israeli occupation forces used excessive force to disperse peaceful, nonviolent demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians and international solidarity activists to protest the construction of the apartheid wall. A number of the demonstrators sustained bruises or suffered from tear gas inhalation, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 6 international solidarity activists. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continued to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and their property. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces raised more areas of Palestinian land for the purpose of settlement expansion. They also raised areas of Palestinian land near two military checkpoints in the northern West Bank to expand them. For a complete and more full report of these war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.